Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were speaking yesterday about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, first degree vessel, second degree vessel, third degree vessel. We said that as a general rule, Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, as long as the heat is Yad Soled Espo, have the capacity to cook, unlike, generally speaking, Kli Shlishi. And we were using the example of the pot of soup and the, serving vessel of soup and bowl of soup. Okay, so here's what makes it a little bit tricky when you talk about soup. So how'd you get that soup from the pot to the serving utensil to the bowl at a person's seat? Well, you used a ladle. Now, the way you did it is you immersed the ladle inside the soup in that Kli Rishon pot. So now, if you view it that way, would you say that the ladle is the Kli Sheni? Perhaps the pot in which the soup is cooked is Kli Rishon. The ladle, you took the soup from the pot and you took it in the ladle, and then the bowl, forget the tureen, you're just going to ladle it into a bowl and bring the bowl to the person's plate. The bowl is a Kli Shlishi. Well, that's great. But maybe not. Maybe the fact that the ladle is getting the soup within the context of the Kli Rishon, it's being literally immersed inside the Kli Rishon, maybe the ladle is considered like an addendum to the Kli Rishon. It's sort of become one, so to say, with the Kli Rishon, impacted by the Kli Rishon. And then that means the bowl of soup, if you're not using like a serving bowl at the table, the bowl of soup that you bring to a person's plate is a Kli Sheni, which means, wait a second, so now that Kli Sheni, I can't put bread in my soup at the table, because we said a Kli Sheni could cook that bread. I could put my dried noodles in that soup at the table, but not my bread. So this is a very famous dispute. Would we consider the ladle an extension of the Kli Rishon, thus making the bowl into which you ladle it a Kli Sheni? Or do we consider the ladle a Kli Sheni? Because that's the second vessel. And then the bowl into which you served it is a Kli Shlishi, and I don't have to worry about bread or noodles or whatever. Different opinions, there are definitely those that are lenient, there are definitely those that are strict about it. The one thing that I should be clear about is you'll see sometimes people leave the ladle in the soup pot for an extended period of time. If that happens, then it seems to be very clear that the ladle has status as sort of Kli Rishon B. In which case, if you're doing that, then when you place the, when you ladle the soup into the bowl, bowl is definitely a Kli Sheni, and you definitely have to be careful. If you want to be strict about this question in general, then what you need to do, is not put bread, challah, or certain types of croutons in your soup bowl unless the soup has gotten cooler than Yad Soled Espo. If you don't want to be strict about it, there are definitely those who are lenient, but like I said, the leniency only makes sense if you don't keep the ladle in between servings in the pot. That's the basic issue with the ladle and Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. There are opinions that it matters what material the ladle is made of, metal versus plastic. But the truth is, there's a broad enough discussion about this, even without the difference within materials. Okay, so is there a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? We made a big difference just now between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni versus Kli Shlishi. But is there a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? There are some very significant differences. So one difference is, water is only considered to be cooked if it's if it was cooked in a Kli Rishon, and in a Kli Sheni, it's not a problem. So imagine the following situation, you could have a lot of examples, but this is just what happens to pop into my head in the moment. A person wants to mix cold and hot water because they don't want to use cold water, but they want to use sort of hot water, but not very hot water. So they like to mix cold and hot water on Shabbos. It would be problematic for them to take a cup of cold water, put that cup under the urn in which the water became very hot as a Kli Rishon, and then pour that urn-heated water directly into the cup, thereby cooking the cold water in the cup. That would be a problem. On the other hand, if they took their urn and emptied some of the urn into a cup, the cup is a Kli Sheni, and then they poured the cold water into the cup, and only in the cup mixed with the water that was already poured into the cup from the urn, then that's quote-unquote cooking water that's being exposed to hot water in a Kli Sheni, and that would not be a problem. We'll talk more tomorrow about other differences between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, but again, water can only be cooked in a Kli Rishon and not in a Kli Sheni. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.